Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is something that the Steelers had been focused on for months. And as much as Aaron Rodgers mulled his options, including retirement, including potential other playing options, it had been apparent for a couple months that if he was going to play, it was going to be in Pittsburgh. So what I can tell you today is that Aaron Rodgers now plans to fly on Friday to Pittsburgh, finalize and sign his contract, and be on the field for next week's mandatory minicamp.
Tom Pelissero there reporting yesterday on Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers. Joining us on the Western Hotline, our buddy Andrew Filippone of 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Andrew, Coronation Day, what's the vibe on today's arrival of the Steelers' new starting quarterback?
No, not even close. I mean, it's honestly, Jer, it's like politics in this country. We're pretty much split right down the middle. Even winning candidates get barely over 50% of the vote, and that's how it feels with Rodgers. I mean, I don't think anyone's really jumping for joy over it. I think there are some fans who think that this was the best outcome among a list of pretty crappy ones. But no, I mean, there are a lot of fans who want Mason Rudolph to play quarterback this season over Aaron Rodgers. So no one other than Mike Tomlin believes that the Steelers got a guy that can get them out of the rut that they're in 8 years without a playoff win, which is the longest drought for them in the modern football era.
The rut they're in is different from other team ruts, Andrew, right? So if thinking about those that want Rudolph, how many of those that want Rudolph want that because the ceiling is lower than Rodgers, and maybe having a season that with a losing record, the first since the one that brought them Roethlisberger, might be for the net good?
A lot. I mean, I could definitely be talked into that. I have felt like the Steelers should take one step backwards to attempt to take two steps forward for a very long time. In the post now Roethlisberger run where you drafted a quarterback in the first round, it backfired, but you didn't pick him in the top 10 or top 15. You picked him in the 20s. So, look, I understand that there are guys like Lamar Jackson who have been picked 32nd and Jalen Hurts in the second round, but the vast majority of great quarterbacks like Josh Allen are top 10 picks. The Steelers don't want to come to grips with that. One of their owners, the brother to Art Rooney, said on Ross Tucker's podcast that the Steelers should not be criticized because they've outperformed the mean over the last 10 years. And I think that that's actually their goal. He said the quiet part out loud. I think they look at it now as a successful season if they just have a winning record. And that's what they're going for here. They're trying to put the best team, in their opinion, on the field, even if it's short-sighted. And for the record, Jeremy, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is a good quarterback anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, you watched him in Buffalo late in the season. The mythology about this guy among his apologists is just confounding. Even his last year in Green Bay, pre-Achilles injury, was a below-average quarterback season by every metric. And some people just want to deny that, which is funny, given the person that we're talking about. But, yeah, I mean, I just don't think at 41 years old the Steelers are getting a quarterback who has much left.
Do you think he could be bad enough to where they could kind of have that bottom-out losing record season anyway, even with him under center?
I do. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, they went 5-12 last year in New York. I mean, to be honest with you, I don't think the Steelers' roster is appreciably better than the Jets. I guess the argument for the Steelers being a better team is twofold: better coaching, which I think is inarguable, even though I'm not a Tomlin fan because of Robert Saleh and kind of the clown show there. And then the other one, I guess, would be the offensive line. But, I mean, the Jets had a lot of pedigree on their offensive line. It just didn't come together. And that's honestly the same configuration of talent here. You've got Broderick Jones moving to left tackle. He's been atrocious since the Steelers traded up to get him in the first round. They drafted Fautanu to play tackle 2 years ago. He missed all of last year other than one game. They've got a really good young center, but that's about it. I mean, so there's no guarantee that Aaron Rodgers is going to get good protection here, which is also part of the problem in talking about a 41-year-old quarterback.
Andrew Filippone in the Wester Hotline on the Steelers. Andrew, could all this organizational, I guess the picture we're painting, could that lead to T.J. Watt ultimately leaving? There's said to be a deal on the table for him. He's on an expiring contract, and would he be one that's tired of the rut as well? Because winning is winning, and sometimes players approach it differently, right? Like, they probably don't feel that far away. They are making the playoffs. Could Watt want out because of this move and because of where the organization kind of lives?
I don't know T.J. Watt well. I don't think he particularly likes me because he is still harboring ill will towards me for two reasons. Number one, at the time, I didn't think it was a great draft pick, so the joke's on me. He was right, I was wrong about that. And then the other thing is they carried his brother on the roster for no reason and made him the highest paid fullback in the NFL only to placate him and make him happy. So I've said those things, and he's still not happy with those things. But anyways, I believe, my opinion, is that the only thing that really matters to T.J. Watt is that the Steelers make him the highest paid defensive player in the NFL. And if they do that, I think it's going to be just like Myles Garrett and how he said, I want to go to a Super Bowl contender. Oh, here's $40 million a year. Instantly, he thinks Cleveland can get it done. And I think the same dynamic exists here. If the Steelers cough up the money and pay him more than rationalize, still remaining a Steeler. If they don't and try to lowball him, well, then I'm sure we'll hear about things like wanting to win a playoff game, which he's never done in his career to this point. So I think the Steelers will cave. I think eventually they will give him more money than Myles Garrett. But I would be shocked. I would be absolutely shocked if Watt took less money than Myles Garrett because of his general disdain and dislike for Garrett and the fact that he is 100% convinced that he's a better football player than Myles Garrett.
How convinced are you that the Steelers would write that check?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think they're going to cave, so I think it's like 90%. Hmm. Yeah, I think there's a really high likelihood of that they're going to, you know, I guess the salary cap goes up. The percentage of the cap isn't as high. as you might think with a $40 million price tag on it. But, I mean, I don't really think this team is very close to winning. I would have traded him probably not this before this draft, but the draft before that, when he still had 2 years on his contract and he was coming off not a career year, but a great year.
Yeah.
But they don't look at things that way.
Do you think maybe the Watt, you know, negotiation would not be this, and you're saying maybe they just get the deal done anyway, but Tomlin and the culture there, like, do you feel like they could have a bad year on that front with Rodgers specifically? Because that happened a lot with the Jets, and Saleh got fired, and there was drama there, and they didn't seem to really deal with it very well. They kind of have this bromance right now, don't they, Tomlin and Rodgers? But that doesn't mean it has to stay that way as the season progresses.
No, absolutely not. I mean, look, everybody I talked to who was around Aaron in Green Bay has very, 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 very good things to say about him. But, I mean, I wouldn't expect anything else. He won four MVPs there. They were a perennial contender every season. They won a Super Bowl. So those people all gush about him that I've talked to, former coaches, former teammates, about him as a quarterback there. The Jets, not so much. And the difference there is one organization won, the other didn't. And I think that speaks to, if things go off the rails here, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to be the Russell Wilson type who consistently takes the high road and just blurts out banal platitudes to try to inspire his teammates and get the team and coach them to win. He'll absolutely throw people under the bus. And honestly, I think maybe this organization needs that. That's actually one of the silver linings I see to this, is that maybe the allure and the aura around Mike Tomlin will change if Aaron Rodgers exposes that a little bit, if things kind of fall apart here. So I'm trying to come up with some positives and not hate myself right now and what's going to be the next year with Aaron Rodgers. And that would be one of the things that comes to mind.
He threw Mike Williams under the bus after the Bills beat the Jets. He said that Mike ran the wrong route.
Exactly. And everybody in Pittsburgh was ecstatic because they blamed Aaron Rodgers for Mike Williams' brief stint in New York. And now it's funny, like the Steelers Pollyanna fans are now making Mike Williams out to be the bad guy in that relationship again. It's funny how that works.
And are they reunited?
No.
He left?
Williams gone.
He left. Okay.
He's reunited with the Chargers.
Oh, great. That's okay.
Yeah.
But you know what? Everyone thinks Alan Lazard is going to be reunited with Aaron Rodgers. That's the scuttlebutt here that the Steelers will trade for him between now and the start of training camp.
Yeah. Where was the mistake made? Like, how they got to Rodgers here, Andrew? Like, in the last 12 months, like, can you go back to when they benched Fields? Because I don't know if this is exactly why he left, but if they just leave him in and he does pretty well, isn't he still their quarterback?
Yeah, I think so. So there's a lot here to unpack. I think when Russell Wilson signed for the veteran minimum, there were a lot of promises made. And even though Mike Tomlin has gone back on his word with guys, infamously James Harrison is one of those guys who got so fed up with Tomlin he basically quit on the team and ended up in New England to end the season. I don't think Mike felt good about doing that to Russell Wilson for a couple of reasons. Number one, they're basically from the same hometown. They're both Virginia guys. They both have a lot of respect for each other. And the other thing is, one of the minority owners here with the Steelers, who actually has probably more say than anybody other than Art Rooney, was extremely instrumental in getting Russell Wilson to the Steelers. So I think they felt like they had to at least try it with him. And if it blew up in their face, they could go back to Fields. Now, the problem was with that, Russell Wilson played well initially, and by the time he started to stink, I think Mike felt like it was too late. They couldn't put the toothpaste back in the tube, so they just finished out the year with Russ. In hindsight, they should have never benched Justin Fields, and I said that at the time. I believe he's the only quarterback with a 4-2 record to start a season who's ever been benched for performance reasons in the history of the NFL. And so Mike was the lone wolf. He called himself the Lone Ranger on that. I know for a fact Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator here, wanted to continue to play Fields. So they should have continued to investigate and look into Fields and scratch that itch. They decided this offseason that Fields was a pretty limited player, which I don't really disagree with all that much. I don't think Justin Fields is going to go to the Jets and they're going to untap something and find something that we didn't see in him the last couple years with both the Bears and Steelers. But, I mean, I'd rather have a quarterback in his 20s who's an athlete who has a 1,000-yard rushing season under his belt than a quarterback who is going to become the oldest player in Steelers history.
Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Thanks, Andrew.
All right, guys, isn't it funny? For years, you were us.
Yeah.
You were having these conversations. So I guess what goes around comes around. And I am happy for you guys, and I miss you guys. Have fun, Jeremy.
Thanks,
see you, brother.
Thanks, Andrew. I was thinking, I didn't want to go all the way in on Pittsburgh sports, but the Penguins, you know, they've faltered quite a bit. And then the Pirates are being called out by Major League Baseball reporters to actually invest in the team because you have, you know, Paul Skeens, and the scene in Pittsburgh a little tougher than it has been in years past. 803-0550. All right, game two of the Cup Final is tonight, and we get our first look at a commercial they're going to run. Tonight, a campaign from the NHL, and I've done something very, very silly and stupid, and I want you all to indulge me, so don't go anywhere. Hang on.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.